This is a big day for most of us. I mean, all of us, but most of us, because the Feast of the Epiphany, which we have today, the kind of central theme, one of the central themes, is that Jesus reveals that he came to save not just the Jews, but the Gentiles. And from the most of the family histories I know of people in North Dakota, we don't descend from Jewish lineage. We were from barbarian tribes of the East. So based on our lineage, we would not be saved if we didn't have this feast day. So it's good for all of us. It's interesting how this actually wasn't an easy thing for the Jews to get. They knew they were the chosen people, right? It was made so clear to them through Moses and Abraham and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, there's this prophecy that, no, Jesus came to save people outside of your group. And that wasn't that comfortable for them. They're like, I thought we were special. It's like, well, you are. But even Paul has to, even the early Christians have to deal with this message. This is like half of Paul's teaching. He's the apostle to the Gentiles, those who weren't chosen by God from the beginning. But now salvation's for them too. The craziest thing of all wasn't actually just that Jesus wanted to save those outside God's chosen people. It's that he wanted to do it through the Jews. And then after Jesus comes through Christians. Right? Why couldn't God just like do it himself? It's really, have you ever thought about this? Why is it that God always seems to use, even in scripture, but especially in our day too, he always seems to use people to do his work? Isn't that strange? You, people like us. This is what is so clear in this first reading. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth. Thick clouds cover the peoples, but you, the Lord, shines, and over you appears his glory. This was ancient Israel. I love, if you see very often images of our Blessed Mother, she's standing on the moon. This is one of the ancient images for her. Notice this, though, because we could look at that and say, yeah, but me? It's hard for us fallen Christians to say, the Lord's going to use me, or like the light shines upon me. What's beautiful about that image of Mary is the moon gives light, but it's not the source of light. Mary's the image of the moon because she reflects the light. So if we get too caught up in ourselves, yeah, we're not going to reflect much light. But if we get really caught up in Jesus, we will shine light on the world. That's how he does it. It's really an amazing thing. This reality takes on a great paradox in the story we get today of the Magi. Why? Because Herod is the Jew. He's the one whom the glory of the Lord has shone upon, chosen people, right? He's the one who's supposed to be the light. The Magi, they're the pagans. They don't know anything about Moses or Abraham or anything. They're just like seeing this star and following it. But then the opposite happens, right? Herod is so consumed with himself and his reign and the darkness of the world and his power, whereas the Magi, what did they do to get to see Jesus? This is very telling, everyone. They looked up. That's all they did. They looked up and they saw the star, and that led them to Jesus. Herod was looking down at himself, at the world, at the state of affairs. And so he didn't get to see Jesus. That's a great, great lesson for us. If we want to be the light, we got to look up. We got to get outside of ourselves. We got to get outside of our the state of the world, the situation. We have to look at the one who is light so that he can shed his light on us, right? If we're always walking around with an umbrella, there's no light coming in. And so we really have to go to them. There's one of a great saint, he's a young guy, Carlo Acutis. I don't know if you've heard of him. He was just beatified a few years ago. He has a great line that I like to use, especially with young people, but with everybody. He says, looking at ourselves is sadness. Looking at Jesus is happiness. I think that's very telling. He died at the age of 23. He was a young man, but he even got that message. If we want to shed light on the world, we have to look at Jesus, and we can't just be looking at ourselves all the time. And that's what the Magi got. And what it says in the gospel so clearly, the fruit of their going towards Jesus was great joy. It's actually like it's in like an active case. It's like they were rejoicing at seeing Jesus. And Herod is left by himself in sadness with nothing. But then the other crazy thing, notice what happens at the end. What do the Magi do? They go back a different way, right? They don't go back to Herod. He's saying, hey, I want to honor the king too, which obviously not. I want to honor the king too, so tell me where he is. And they have enough wherewithal. They knew Herod was not a good man. To not get too fixed on the stuff going around, right? We might say, okay, Jesus, you want me to be this light. You want me to bring light to the world. So I have to go engage with the enemy, right? And we can do that very easily. I got to get into political debates, and I got to go bring the hammer down on these people that don't follow the gospel. That's not what they do, actually. One author I like put it this way. He said, prudence has to tell us when to leave the merchants of darkness to their own deeds and walk away undisturbed. By returning quietly to their homeland, full of the joy of the Lord, the Magi were doing a great deal to preserve the spiritual peace and sanity of the world. I don't know if it's happened to you, but it happens to me where in my zeal for bringing the light, I end up getting really frustrated with somebody, and then all I've done is bring more darkness into the world. When we get too fixed on those things, and we're not actually in the right place, we're not doing anything to spread the gospel. And so first, everyone, Jesus is just inviting us today on this Feast of the Epiphany. Look up. Look at him. He wants to bring light in the world through us. And he has the power to do that. But our eyes have to be fixed on him, to turn out of ourselves, to go out of ourselves. And then to know, when is the time? When is the right time, Jesus, for me to bring light, to bring your light to the nations? Because he does want to save all people. He wanted to save Herod. But the Magi knew, no, that's not the time. He's not in a place to take this light that we want to bring him. So they just keep the peace of their hearts and bring it somewhere else. And so, Jesus, grant us your light. May we be light. Fill us with your light.